We'd like to thank you for having us here to celebrate our 2018 World Series Championship team. We'd like to thank our spouses, our family members and friends, and our fans for coming here. It's a very high honor. It's something that we appreciate very highly, and thank you again.
I just want to say thank you, Mr. President, for this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to be honored today here at the White House. And I know celebrating a Red Sox victory is tough for you, given that you're a Yankee fan and all. But we really want to say thank you for your hospitality today. We brought you a gift.
Thank you.
This Red Sox jersey.
Wow.
For you.
Thank you all for being here. It's a tremendous honor to have you in the White House. And we're going to look at the Lincoln bedroom.
So Alex supported all of his friends back there in Puerto Rico, but he missed the Lincoln bedroom. See, that's part of it.
So
it's amazing to me.
It's such a buzzkill.
It really
it's
is.
So much fuss over nothing.
It's a photo op. It is 10 minutes of the president reading something that somebody else wrote. He's got no idea who these players are. He's got no idea what Nathan Eovaldi did. He probably maybe casually remembers it, or they played a little video beforehand. Come on.
I think Steve Pierce is having a great season.
Well,
how's it going? You having a good year?
Don't answer that.
50 right now.
But it is amazing. And we were sitting here playing it, and we were commenting over it. And you just look at the reaction, and you can tell it breaks down into political
lines.
What do you mean?
I don't understand. I couldn't tell.
It breaks down into political lines. So some people loved what we were doing because we were kind of joking around. Because to us, I think it is a photo op. It is a joking.
Yeah, so,
it's not a real serious thing. It's an honor, okay, to get to the White House. And other people are ripping us because we were talking over it, and it all breaks down into political
lines. Disrespectful.
I can tell you who they voted for based on what they're saying.
But here's the thing. Now that's all said and done, the guy's getting on the bus, they're flying home. What did Cora really achieve, and what did he really miss? Honestly, it's over. That's it. Done. So the Globe comes out with the list. Harold, they're all talking about all the guys that didn't show up. Big deal. You look at the picture. Someone will take a screenshot of that. They'll tweet it out and say, look, there's no black guys out there.
By the way, is the Globe going to rip John Henry? Because
he
was not, I don't think, expected to speak. And the president went over to him and basically brought him over to the microphone.
That's crazy.
And he spoke.
Oh, yeah. I mean, tell me, so they're going to rip Sale, him? J.D. Martinez, they spoke.
Hi.
How
yeah,
dare
but
they?
Honestly, what have you accomplished? So when it's all said and done now.
It's the pressure.
And that's my point. The pressure is so fake also. And you don't like it, and I hate it more than anything now.
I think this thing is
really
a joke.
Because really, you're in on the White House grounds for about a half an hour. They usher you in, they usher you out. That's it. Nobody's talking about politics. Nobody's talking about trade deals and this and that. Nobody's doing a damn thing.
And you watch, you see the video of it. You know, Sale, Pierce, Eovaldi, J.D. Martinez are right there. You know, when they pan out, you see, okay, the guy that's sitting in the back row. You know, I saw Brock Holt tucked away in the corner. You know what I mean? God forbid you do that. Nobody wanted to do that. Again, I understand. I respect the fact that people didn't go. Unfortunately for most, I respect the guys that did go.
Yeah.
No, I know that's really strange.
That's bad.
For most people. Because
they can't
comprehend that.
You saw what Jamel Hill wrote yesterday.
You can't comprehend that because right. You only agree with the side you agree with. But, yeah, whatever. They didn't go for a reason. I don't think they felt like they missed anything, but I think if they went, I don't think it would have been that controversial. It would have been just what they stood for.
I shouldn't say it's not controversial.
You're wrong.
I'm saying I shouldn't say it's not controversial.
Right.
It would have been. I get it.
Yes.
But I'm just saying, you watch it for 10 minutes and it's over with, and you're like, all this lead
yeah,
up to that.
Yeah, you know.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a goofy 10-minute
yeah,
follow-up.
Yeah.
But what would have happened?
I'll show you.
If those guys win, if Alex Cora
you're right, it would have been.
The media
would be
all over him. Alex, why do you go? Why did you want to stand next to the orange guy? Why do you want? That's what they would have done.
Yeah, and but it, again. Yeah.
But the whole thing should be just done with.
It should.
Because it's just ridiculous. It's just stupid.
He reads
from a sheet.
Guys,
he probably never watched a damn game.
He recaps it.
And Chris Sale, with a 1-2 count, threw a slider. You threw a slider?
You got a slider in
there? I don't know. So why didn't you throw a fastball?
I thought you had two pitches.
The guy that wrote this for me, because I don't know any of you guys, and I haven't watched anything. The guy that wrote this for me said, you threw a slider. I didn't know that. That's great.
Guys,
so great. He's reading. It's just a joke. The whole thing's a joke.
Dombrowski.
And here's a jersey.
Dombrowski.
Great. Here's a jersey. All right. Awesome. Let's go look at the bedroom.
And that's it. So you don't have to cite what happened in 1865 to get your point across about going to the White House. It's such a trendy, in vogue way of protesting. And it, to me, it's the lamest way of you doing
but you don't achieve anything.
So you didn't go, hey, who wants a pat on the back? Raise their hand if you want Twitter applause. I'm going to, you do? You want some?
But that's
well, you can't
is.
Go to the White House. I will not give you a pat
but,
on the back
you know that's
unless
what it
you
is.
Don't go.
And you know they get ripped apart if they go there by a certain segment out there. And we know that segment does hang out in Twitter land.
And that's
what they're trying to avoid.
And it's
so non-political. When you see how this thing plays out, it always is.
It isn't.
Whether it's him, whether it's Obama there, whether it's Bush there, Clinton,
everybody
whatever.
Just
and by the
just...
way, the presidents always mispronounce names. Ronald Reagan, Tommy Heinsohn.
No, Adam and Terry. Who is it?
Havlicek. Yeah. They get them all
George
wrong.
Bush.
Bill Clinton trying to pronounce Steve Eiserman's name.
Yes, that's right.
I mean, good. It's much ado about nothing, yeah, really. When it's all said and done, I'm like, all right, is that it? Right. Is this what all the fuss was about?
Right.
All this fuss, months and months of trying to figure it out, and Cora over and over again.
You saw it yesterday.
Okay, so now what happens?
Well, you saw it yesterday with people like Jamel.
Did Puerto Rico gain anything from this?
Well,
what did Puerto Rico gain?
I don't know.
Nothing.
No,
they didn't gain anything.
Right.
We talked about and we mentioned Puerto Rico for like a day.
Well, but did he get any attention for the cause of Puerto Rico leading up?
Did it get any traction? Did anything happen from it?
I don't think they passed the bill in Congress,
anything, right?
They didn't send additional
Nobody
money
passed,
down
they
there.
They passed nope. the baton and they, nope. just, they dropped it.
Yeah. None
okay,
of that
so
none
whatever.
Of that none of that happened.
So everybody has the courage of their conviction.
You saw it yesterday with Jemele Hill, and she was not alone. There were tons of people doing this that they would and Adrian Walker did it the day before.
What did Jemele Hill compare it to?
She went back to the presidency in 1865.
Come on. When you look at it, you go, are you freaking kidding me?
Yeah, well, she believes it, though. They believe that you're dealing with the same individual right now. That's what they think. But and people are using that right now, and it's all along their political lines. They want you to believe what they believe in, and they have trouble thinking that somebody could think differently than you. Especially if you're one color or you're the other color, everybody should think the same.
Here's the thing. At this point in time, I will not ever, be critical. You don't want to go? Don't go. No big deal. Honestly, you're not missing anything. You want to go?
You made progress. You argued with me with this a couple years ago.
Now I'm like, listen, fine, go.
It's a joke.
Either way, I don't care.
And you and I have both been here for this thing. It's a joke. It's a complete joke.
I liked it.
In one door, out another door.
It was fun. And Sale is right.
They didn't even get fast food today.
Sale is right. Martinez is right. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Yep.
How many times do you think you're going to win a Super Bowl, NBA championship, World Series? You're lucky.
So in that
very
respect,
small majority get to do it.
So in that respect, let me applaud the Red Sox. I think the Red Sox handled it the right way.
So do I.
Even though Alex Cora decided and others decided not to go, they made it an individual choice. You decide whether you want to go or not.
Woo,
and John Henry and Tom Warner decided, and we know where they politically stand, right? They made made that trip down to Washington, D.C. today because they represent the Boston Red Sox.
I don't know if you saw it or not, but Bradford's got a quick little article up there about J.D. Martinez's dad, Julio, and how excited he was to be able to go. I think he went with J.D. He went with him to go to the White House. This is a guy that, when he was 6 years old, came over from Cuba in a raft with his father.
Yep.
An immigrant.
Yep.
That is so excited to go to the White House. And this is where people say, how dare J.D. Martinez? I can't believe this guy, Cuban descent, immigrant, going to the White House. Well, this is where we start talking about the influence of the people around you.
Mm-hmm.
He mentions it to his dad. His dad's excited. Dad thinks it's the greatest thing in the world. Dad thinks it's an honor. So what makes you think J.D. Martinez would never think it's an honor? Of course he's going to go.
Absolutely.
Now, maybe another player's father, or parents or grandparents don't feel the same way. And if they don't feel the same way, chances are the kid's kind of influenced with that mindset as well, or out of respect, he doesn't want to disrespect them and decides not to go. So the guys that didn't go, Alex Cora didn't go, Christian Vasquez didn't go from Puerto Rico, right? Hector Velasquez didn't go, he's from Mexico. Mookie Betts didn't go, maybe because it was a family member. David Price didn't go because of the way African Americans have been treated and what he said about it. So everyone's got a little different reasons for going and not going,
And that's why
either
it should
way,
be.
Either way, I respect.
Should be an individual choice.
What anyone decided. But you should be able to respect it.
But the guys that are going are getting chastised for not standing up for the cause of the guys who
only
didn't
by
know.
The people that disagree right, with them.
But
though,
you
in
just
the media.
You just gave a great story, and that is J.D. Martinez. He went there specifically for a reason because he's here today because of the United
well,
States.
Did you hear right. David Ortiz with Rob Bradford said that he wouldn't have gone because of his stance on immigration.
He's a legal immigrant.
When David Ortiz came over here, immigrant. He was legal.
Yeah, the president's. Right? I don't think this guy's against legal immigration. From what
the whole thing, I don't understand the immigration discussion.
What part of it?
Meaning, like if you come over legally, my great grandparents came over here legally, you know, and became American citizens. So immigrants, they're a beautiful part of this country.
Yep.
But when people come over here illegally, you know, what are we supposed to get out?
I don't understand. You're not right.
Be a legal immigrant.
You're not supposed to feel that way.
We're supposed to what? Legal immigrants is no big deal.
Well,
and then you get the argument like immigrants make this country. Yeah, do it right. Legals. Which, do it right.
Totally fine with.
But you know what it is? It's Trump's rhetoric because when Obama was in office, I didn't see David Ortiz skip the White House visit, and he deported more per month illegal aliens back to across the border.
Does the word illegal mean anything to anyone anymore?
No, it's
like
kind
if it's
of
illegal.
Yeah.
That's not good, correct?
Yeah.
So we should give them rights?
No, I think we should have more legal.
Do it correct.
What's wrong with that?
Do it correct.
But you're right. But it's this guy's rhetoric. We all know that. It's all based on the stuff he says. But getting back to the ceremony, it was just a quick 10-minute thing. It was no big deal. He was reading, and it was just...
And it's over.
It's over.
Get on the bus, and let's go home.
Do you think anybody follows up with stories, the controversial stories in the next 24 hours?
Here's what they do now, and I know we got a break. Here's what they do now. They take either a... overhead shot, you know, a wide shot, and they show either how many people didn't go or the color of the people who did attend.
All right, that's what they'll do. This hour being brought to you by Cars for Kids, your number one charity for car donations. We get back to the phone calls on this, on Kyrie Irving and the Celtics' demise coming up next.
Keep up with the show on Twitter at OMF on WEEI. Before, during, and after the show at OMF on WEEI. Let's get you back to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, back here on OMF at 617-779-7937. We'll get back into the Celtics and Kyrie as well. Matter of fact, we're going to move ahead and find out where they go from here. We'll do You Call It, which I lost again this week. I'm starting to feel there's a trend here. You Call It. It's coming up in just a few minutes as well.
I always win it.
Well, he's got the big topic.
And
topic.
One final note about this, because you said all of that fuss about nothing. I can tell you that this won't be nothing, because I'm looking at right now our text line, and there are people that either are pissed because they thought it was the greatest thing in the world, and we were disgusting and talking over this thing, or there's the other segment who's basically destroying those players who showed up today.
Oh, good point by a texter.
So exactly. So if you think it's over, I'm telling you,
but okay,
people are going to get emotional off of this thing.
Where does it go from here? They're emotional. Okay, it's 6 o'clock. Got to eat dinner. Hockey game. Okay, go to bed. Got to go to work tomorrow. It ends, right?
No, it's over.
It has no legs. It's not like traveling all over the world.
There's probably a few people over there that will now, you know, be able to write their article that they've been waiting to write.
And they'll say much to do
their
about
agenda,
nothing.
And they'll just send it out tomorrow, and it'll probably go away.
The thing is that I am pretty convinced now that there's no infighting amongst the team. Is that pretty fair?
There never was a concern.
There is none. There is none. These players, I think, are able to separate this stuff, which the media, the public, have not been able to do. The players certainly have been able to
separate. Well, hold on. See, here's the thing. So just to compare the two rosters, the Celtics, Brad Stevens, and the Red Sox, and Cora, there's a guy that has a strong veteran presence, high-character guys, unselfish guys on his roster.
What's going on?
So it's easy for Cora. It's easier for Cora to manage those guys.
So you don't think Brad would have
Stevens.
Been able to deal with this?
I no. When it comes to the Celtics, I feel like sometimes the roster is just it's helpless. It's unfixable.
All right, so let's look at it going forward, because there's a piece on ESPN. Bobby Marks has got a piece. He's a guy who's worked, by the way, in front offices in the NBA.
He's a numbers guy,
right? And he knows
and a
this stuff.
Guy.
And he basically is telling you that if you lose Kyrie Irving, if you're the Boston Celtics and you lose Kyrie Irving, because I think people are misunderstanding what I'm saying. I think I was all over Kyrie Irving at 2 o'clock today, and he deserves it because he was a no-show for that last game. He really didn't show up much in the entire series, even though I'll give Milwaukee all the credit in the world defensively. He could have done a lot more in the series. But my point is, if you're the Boston Celtics going forward and you let Kyrie Irving, and he, it's all up to him now. He can leave on his own. You have no say over this. And he leaves. You tell me how you're better off. You tell me, based on everything Danny Ainge has done over the last few years, where he made that deal with Brooklyn, he built up assets, he went out and he got Isaiah Thomas, and they developed Isaiah Thomas into a legitimate asset, used it to get Kyrie Irving, an all-star, top 10, top 15 player, and then you lose this guy for nothing? And you tell me that you're better off? Because this guy breaks it down. And I'm telling you, they have some real issues if they lose Kyrie Irving, because Anthony Davis is off the table at that point. Why is he coming to Boston? So somebody's got to tell me where this team goes. I'd love to sit here and get pissed off for hour on top of hour with Kyrie Irving. He lets you down. He's a BS artist. He says stupid stuff. All of that is accurate, but where do you go with the Boston Celtics from here? You're going backwards?
Well, he does right. He says Irving leaving would give the Celtics financial relief toward the luxury tax. And this is what I don't think enough people understand. Relief towards the luxury tax, but not the cap space to find his replacement in free agency.
So who cares if Wick saves a few extra bucks? Wick is willing as an owner, and he has said it time and time again, to delve into the luxury tax. Matter of fact, I'll give you an example. If Golden State Warriors hold on to Durant and onto Klay Thompson in the offseason, do you know that their payroll is going to be like $300 million, which will put them like that's with the luxury tax. They will pay so much luxury tax that their total payroll will be $300 million for a basketball team.
Yeah.
And they give you cash, which is just as good as money.
But so he's willing to do it, Lou. As a fan, why do you care whether Wick's going to save money
in the
luxury
tax? You're in right
tax.
Now. If the ownership is sitting there willing to go through the luxury tax and continue to pay huge tax dollars. Because when it comes to the actual cap, and a lot of it, you know, birds' rights, things like that, you can continue to grow with your players, but you can't just sign an outside free agent. And this guy continues, he says, in the unlikely scenario, now this is with Kyrie gone, in the unlikely scenario that Al Horford leaves and Baines opts out, the Celtics would have $13 million in cap space to use on free agents before addressing Rozier and Morris. So you need Kyrie gone, Al gone, Baines gone, and then you'll have $13 million. But you haven't re-signed Rozier yet.
So you offer him a deal, and somebody matches it, and then there's a little bit more relief.
How are you a better
team? Guys,
how are you a better team?
No, you need him back if you lose Kyrie, don't you?
Oh, that's, well, I guess.
And what are you going to pay him?
Well, he's not my starter.
In other words, you can't lose him and sign Kemba Walker. This is what we've been trying to say now for a while. You can't just sign Kevin Durant in the offseason as a free agent.
Here's what I keep saying. The best deal for both sides is Kyrie staying. That's the bet. That's a win-win situation. You look at the financial ramifications if Kyrie Irving doesn't re-sign with the Celtics. Now, I don't know how much fiscal responsibility he's into or if he even cares because he just wants to be happy. But the amount of money that he's going to lose, that's always been an issue, or the ability to make more money with the Supermax deal, with opting out during that five-year deal, is crazy.
See, here's the problem with that, though.
So why would you not just being fiscally responsible, wouldn't you think that's the better financial decision?
Nope.
Because this is a business, right?
Yep, but I think he can justify it by saying, I'm going to sign a deal with opt-outs after the second year, after the third year, after the wherever he signs.
But he can, that opt-out, he can still make more money with the Celtics and still have those opt-outs, correct?
Yes, but
then why not do that?
Because he can do opt-outs, get to the 10th year of his career, and once he hits that mark, he can get 35% of the total cap number for the team. So there are ways around that. The biggest problem I think I would have, you've heard the crowd today. You're looking at all the polls. People want him out. 70%.
They want to drive him to the airport.
Exactly. That's what they want. You also watch him operate. Do you think he's going to like any of this? Do you think he's sitting here looking for love? He's looking for hugs. Do you think he's going to like any of this stuff? And he right now, I hate to say it, like David Price, he holds the cards. He can decide if he wants to stay here, or he can say, "You want to? Oh, okay, Boston. You want to blame me for everything? The young kids were a pain in the ass.
So
they didn't want to do squat.
Straight.
You're going to blame me? I'm out of here.
Because I know. I mean, I'm a basketball guy, sure. But I know you know that the cap thing and the Supermax stuff, right? Because what if he, sign and trade is really the only way to get anything? And you say, why would he want that? Well, because, I go to the Knicks, but I want the 5 years.
Yeah.
I want the 5 years guaranteed. Can he opt out of that by changing teams and get Supermax because he changed teams? Or is it because he's traded? Is that maybe a reason why
he can't do it? Yeah, I'd have to look it up, but there are stipulations in that if he's traded. But he's a few years away from hitting that. But you know what? You bring up a good point. Would it surprise anybody if he's arrogant enough to want to go to the Knicks now.
And want a fifth year.
And
the only way you'll get me
and
is
he
this.
Tells the Knicks, the only way I'm going is if you give me the fifth year, if we do a sign and trade with Boston. And the Knicks are looking at it going, we got Kevin Knox, we got players.
Right, that's the reason, right? Like, what do you have as far as sign and trades go? Because now you're talking about contracts, right?
Correct.
What if it's the Nets? Do you want D'Angelo Russell? Would they give him up after the year he's had?
The Nets are crazy to give him up.
But I'm saying the Nets second favorites. Everyone's talking about the Nets. They got D'Angelo Russell, who's very good. So were they going to put them both in the backcourt?
Yeah, I don't know where.
Where's the Nets coming from?
Yeah, I know everybody keeps on talking about the Nets. I'm not sure that's a good fit. And unless the Nets really believe that this has been a mirage this year, that what Russell is doing, because he's the most improved player in the league, he's been unbelievable. I mean, the Lakers are looking back at this saying, what the hell were we thinking? But maybe that's part of it. Maybe they look at it and say, he's just playing over his head. He'll come crashing down.
I'm just saying, how you get somebody back that might intrigue you.
Still hard to do, hard to pull
off. But there's
off.
Nobody in the Knicks that even intrigues you as you're talking about a sign and trade to get something for this guy.
But that's harder. It's so hard to do. The easiest solution is the one right smack dab in front of your face.
Yeah, but you know what, though?
That's the easiest one.
But you know what it is?
Every situation has its own
challenges.
Maybe
he doesn't want to be here.
It's dirty. Doesn't it make you feel?
How's it dirty? What, re-signing him?
Make you feel dirty saying
after
you want to build around him right now?
After that performance, yes. But I will tell you this.
It feels naughty.
It will all go away an alpha for real dog. Honestly.
Where are you gonna find
that? AD.
You got to find somebody who is a peer who can take the pressure off of him.
Alpha, real dog.
It's going to be one thing or the other. It's going to be Kyrie stays here, and you go and make a trade for Anthony Davis. And I think there are a lot of people that are going to be pissed off if they do that right now because they're still emotionally hurt with what they've seen here. I think a lot of that starts to dissipate over the next 5 or 6 weeks when you really have to make that decision. And it's more of a business decision and not an emotional decision. But Kyrie's holding all the cards.
He's a lot more like David Price than I ever imagined.
You know, but if I'm
he's just not saying it.
But if I'm the Knicks, I don't know if I want to give him the fifth year and sit there and give something up. Are you kidding me? We have enough trouble trying to put it all together. I mean, everybody just assumes that they're going to get Zion Williamson. I don't know why everybody's assuming that, because the first four teams have, a 15% chance of copying that number one pick. Those aren't great odds, right? It's not like the old days where you had 25% if you were number one, and it goes down for 2, 3, and 4. All right, we'll talk about this. We'll open up the phone lines at 617-779-7937. And once again, the big fella wins. You call it, and we'll do that next as well.
Back to more of Ordway, Merloni, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI. Time now for You Call It Thursday.
Are you serious?
One topic, voted on and chosen by you, the audience.
That scares the hell out of them.
OMF, for the people, by the people.
I give ourselves a 10.
Now, You Call It Thursday on WEEI.
I got to give it to the big guy. He did have the best one this week. He's kind of a mess in his real life, and so these things pop up to him very easily. Lou and I are more stable than the big fella. So go ahead. Here's your
I actually feel like this is probably a mistake. So well, I know my wife is probably listening right now.
Yep. Did you tell her that you were going to see this?
I had to.
You screwed up your life.
I've already
before.
Seen her on Twitter.
Yeah, she's already
she's listening.
She's not happy so right now. So I gave you credit. I said it was your idea. So
that was nice of you.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And here's my
not
thing.
My idea,
here's my thing with Mother's Day. And I don't know the way
she called you a mother, didn't she?
Yes. She left out some of the things.
Right.
Mother's Day is a lot of stress. For all those men out there, you know, with wives and kids and stuff like that, there's a lot of stress. Don't you feel a lot of stress? Have you gotten anything for your wife for Mother's Day?
Not yet.
Okay, but why would
Sunday,
you?
Sunday, right?
Why would you
what
get
you mean,
your wife something for Mother's Day?
Because she's a mother to my children.
Is she your mother?
She's not my mother.
Well, what are you getting
she's
your mother?
She's a mother to my children.
What is your mother alive?
No.
Okay.
So I can't get her anything. If she were alive, I'd get her something, right?
Up.
That's how it works.
There's a lot of stress. You don't think there's a lot of stress?
No,
what do you do? What do you do with the kids? Do you? Because most moms want
to
get away from the kids. Do you bring the kids and hey, it's a special day. The kids never join in. Kids never cooperate. The kids are always jerks. They act like jerks. So why would I want to bring the kids around the mom when all she wants to do is get away from the mom?
See, that's the secret.
So I feel like I'm screwed either way.
He does have Lou told us this last year. Lou's got a
this is what
Lou's got to deal with his wife.
And Father's Day is about Father's Day. It is just what do you want to do? Get away from your family. Now I'm
that's
not going to fly to Vegas.
That's
no,
what
but
you
for a
do.
Day, just so I go golf and try to spend hours away and whatever
for
I want to do.
Day.
Yeah. So for Mother's Day, it's the same thing. What do you want to do? I'll take the kids. Do whatever you want. I'll take the kid for my sake. For you, I don't know. You get the bus. You take the kids away. But I'm just saying. So whatever you want to do for that one day, what is it? That's it.
So I feel like that's a trap.
Why is that a trap?
Because they usually end up missing the kids, but then regretting the fact that they missed the kids because the kids end up going psycho all over again. I want this.
No, but you got to make sure it's guilt-free,
see, kids, because the kids play a role in this.
Guilt-free is very important.
No, but yeah, but see, it's less about you. It's more about, the kids play a role in this. See, if the kids are involved, the kids want to, hey, I want to see my mom on Mother's Day. I want to make sure, I want to give her the little macaroni card that I made. I'll make sure she knows how much I love her.
You do that in the morning.
A little macaroni card.
You do that in the morning. In the mornings, it's usually involves like a little family, go out and get breakfast.
Brunch.
And then that's it.
We're doing brunch.
That's your family time.
See, you got one kid.
Yeah.
So it's pretty easy.
I do have a tribe in the house.
Why are you shaming Lil?
Well, I'm saying like his theory only works. He's a very, it's a small sample size.
Yeah,
you got one kid. So it's really,
so you hate mothers, you hate Mother's Day, and you now hate kids.
I hate kids.
No, I got a crowd. I got my kid, I got my stepdaughter, my son-in-law, my granddaughter, and a couple of dogs.
Oh, yeah. He's got a full house right now.
Okay, so gift-wise, are you purchasing something from the kids? Because then it's going to be something cheap and gross. And
I like it.
Or
you mean
are you going to purchase
for the kids, not from the kids?
No, well, it's from the kids. It's not from you because you're not. That's not
correct.
Your mother.
That's
okay.
Correct.
So
right.
It's from the kids. Right. So you got to purchase something for the kids so they can give it to their mom.
Right.
Right. So what are you going on the cheap and getting like a little stupid little like hat or some glasses?
The problem with Mother's Day.
Or are you going all in?
Glasses.
Like the kids would even know.
The problem with
hey, honey, open your eyes. Here's some glasses so you can see.
No, see, my wife, it's great because she realizes that she goes out and, like, not every day's Mother's Day, but she goes and does what she wants.
See, he's got the phone.
What do you do?
Like, just
don't do that. See, he's awfully quiet.
He is very quiet.
She'll come to me and be like, she'll come to me and be like, you know what? You allow me to do this, and we do this. Not allow,
I'm
but you know what I mean?
I couldn't
do
that. Leave him out of the conversation.
He's right.
So
he's
the exception to the rule.
But you know what? He established this.
I feel like you and I have more in common with this.
He established this years ago before he proposed to Steph. Hey, Steph, when Mother's and Father's Day, come on. This is what we're doing. You can't do it. You can't suddenly change next year and suddenly do what he does.
Are you telling me your wife is always happy on Mother's Day?
No.
I feel like it's like the most unhappiest day for mothers.
He licks his fingers after he eats.
So you're telling me you get it right every single time?
I get it wrong every single time.
I mean, that's my point. That's why I feel like there's this unnecessary stress attached to it that I don't like.
You try to do the right thing.
And I always choose wrong.
You're wrong.
It always seems like for me, like the week leading up to Mother's Day, like there's something. Like she's like, you know, I got this like bag. I know it was really uncomfortable buying it, but it's a really nice bag. I really wanted it. So it's sort of like, I've got the bag, so don't worry about Mother's Day. It's almost like, okay, that's I got what I wanted.
So she's giving you an out.
Yes.
But that's a trap, too.
Why?
Because Sunday morning.
You're very
Sunday
paranoid.
Sunday morning.
This whole
they're
thing.
Vicious,
Sunday
that
morning,
gender.
It'll be, well, where's my card? Well, you said you had a bag. Well, so?
Well, it's kind of like
where's
Christmas.
My card?
Isn't Christmas the worst?
Well, that's the
if
ultimate
you're able
setup.
To kind of give you, like, your wife kind of, like, you know, Every day's Christmas.
Not quite, but the Christmas is the honey, you want a bag, go get a bag.
You want shoes, go get shoes. You want sunglasses, go get sunglasses. Yeah.
I have a feeling Ordway is awfully quiet on this topic, and I know he has a lot to share, but he's afraid.
I'm afraid.
He doesn't want to share because he knows that he's going to get in trouble.
So no, you never guess what the guys are saying about their watch
today. So how do you do this? So
can you believe what Christian said today? I would never do that. I'll spoil you. Where do you want to go?
Sounds like the conversation at my house tonight. So 3:30, it's 3 o'clock or 3:30, the Bruins game on Sunday afternoon. How do we do this? How do we, because, you know, Mother's Day, the wife, they're going to expect you to spend some time.
Once again, here's the game plan. Let her go do what she wants to do.
We like your system, okay?
You already got it. We can't watch the game.
I'm going to try that. So you're saying, how should I say this?
What do you want to do?
Can you walk your day?
Okay, go out, get some.
Walk me through this, because I'm going to do this tonight when I get home.
Yes.
Okay, so
what's important is what you want to do on your day, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's it?
Yeah, so go. What do you want to do? What is the one thing you want to do? Guilt-free, just go and do it. Whatever that is.
So I don't have to be involved. I don't have to set anything up. I don't have to make any reservations.
No, your gift to her is you got all the kids.
Your gift is everything.
It's your day.
So my gift to you is you do whatever you want. I don't have to buy you anything. That doesn't cost me anything.
Well, go buy what you
want.
I like this gift.
Sucker.
It's a great gift.
I've been quiet. But
actually, don't need to do anything.
Buy what you want then.
I'd like to speak up. You got no shot.
Lou is setting you up to fail so bad.
He's setting you up. Matter of fact, I tell you what, it's going to make it worse for you. Just accept it. It's Mother's Day. Okay? You accept it. Right.
I have accepted it. I'm just saying there's a lot of stress that is attached to it. I feel like I don't put that stress out on my wife for Father's Day.
Just own it. Just own it and hate the whole
month. Well, she says on Father's Day, what do you want to do? I said, I like to go golf.
I don't golf.
Well, then go. Well, breakfast in the morning, then I go golf. And it's my day. It's like a guilt-free golf.
I feel like there's a lot of
pressure. Nobody does.
Should I get like one of those bouquet of fruits? Like an edible arrangement or something like that.
Bouquet of fruit.
You know, like they have those things, and you get like a strawberry and like a pineapple. It's made into a flower.
It's pretty good. The cantaloupe. They get the cantaloupe.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, look, and there's some chocolate-covered strawberries. No.
Wait till
you guys are absolutely no help. You're the worst, Glenn.
Wait till Lou's wife finds out how the rest of the world lives.
You loved this topic earlier, but as soon as we went live, you were like quiet as a church mouse.
I can't win. No, I lose every year at Mother's Day. It's always a disaster.
What did you expect to get a solution? Lou's been helpful.
I have less in common with Lou
when it comes to kids. Right? Yeah. You and I have been around the track twice.
Yes.
Okay? And we have, you know, I have like a lot, and you have four.
Yeah.
Okay? Five. So, I mean, like, again, no mentorship.
Six.
No help whatsoever.
What
no
do you
advice.
Have
10?
You're not commiserating
right.
with me.
Lou is the anomaly here, not
He's
you
He's the exception to the rule.
But yet, I'm spitting out just nuggets right now.
Your advice sucks, dude. Yeah, like, I'm not even
Tyler
gonna use
and I
advice.
Will be comfortably watching the Bruins puck drop right at 3 o'clock on Sunday.
You know, here's the other thing that
Lou's
kinda
got a whole other family living with him.
You know
what
you're talking about? Here's the other thing. When did you buy the gift?
What do you mean?
I get that question a lot. When did you get it?
Saturday night.
What do you mean? No. I mean, I just ordered it online. Yeah. I mean, is it here yet? Is the FedEx guy ordering it in advance? Prepping in advance is important. You have to show that you put some thought into it. You have to show that it's that you've been thinking about it a long time. You can't just do it the last minute. You just can't buy flowers on the side of the road and say, "Here you go, honey. Have a great day."
Stop it. And the other one that drives me crazy is you go and you pick up flowers because at the last second you're sitting there saying, not just on Mother's Day but any day, well, where did they come from? Why do you have to know your wife is calling you right now?
All I'm saying is the ultimate gift on Father's Day is do what you want. What do you want to do? It's your day. Do what you want, right? Maybe you want to go watch a movie by yourself. I don't know.
True.
Maybe you want to go golf with some buddies.
Okay.
I don't know.
Just shut up. You've got a system. It works for you.
Nobody likes you,
and
Lou.
We have no chance of making it work.
Make a lot of sense.
Why can't you just have a discussion? It's my day. It's your day. What do you want?
We pick up flowers from Trader Joe's and we're in trouble, you know? By the way, I will pay anything, a ransom, anything, for any stickers that say Winston Flowers on them. I don't care what it costs.
Wow, those are pricey.
If you got those plastic sleeves that you put the flowers in. Winston Flowers.
Don't go to the supermarket to get your flowers.
I was just going
to
say
do
that.
Do not go to the supermarket to get your flowers.
You go to the supermarket and they wrap it with, like, you know, like Shaw's. And you're like, hey, can you take that off?
Yeah.
Please, I just want the flowers.
Can you make these flowers look more alive? They all look dead.
That's why I want those Winston flower sleeves, guys. I want those sleeves. All right, let's get back to the phone calls here. We solved nothing, by the way.
Real quick, I got one thing for you.
Hold on, Greg.
Well, Greg, I'm sorry. I got real bad news for Christian.
What is that?
You know how we announced earlier that it looks like Ben Watson signed with the New England Patriots?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Oh, did he get cut already?
That's awesome?
Why not? Why is that not awesome?
What happens when Tom Brady throws a touchdown this year to Ben Watson? And the 42-year-old throws one to the 39-year-old?
Oh, no.
The old
Am I
going to
lose my record?
The old record.
Is what?
Of Vinny Testaverde throwing to Christian Fourier.
Uh-oh.
Is gone.
I'm done!
Wait, hold on a second. So I see this.
You're in the NFL record book.
I am.
Looking at it right now.
Oh, this is going to suck.
And it's about to be taken away from you.
So let me ask you. So listen, here's the thing.
Oh, wait.
Brady's 42. Watson's 39.
Wait, no, he's not 39.
I think he is.
During the season, he'll be 39.
Yes, I think he believes he's 39.
Testaverde's 44. Christian was 36. So the quarterback's 2 years older, but the tight end is 3 years younger.
He turns 39 in December.
Well, Christian.
Wait. So
catch him early.
So this
catch him early.
Oh, my God. This is going to.
Catch him early.
Hold on. So I don't think
root for an injury.
I think they got my age wrong. I think I was 37.
Oh, stop it.
I'm not kidding.
They got you wrong in the NFL?
I think they do. I think they got my age wrong. I was 37 when I retired. I turned 37 when I was in September of that year.
So what are you concerned about this NFL record? You probably have a couple others
in there, don't
you?
It's the only thing
I
want.
No?
You need to study this.
Man, I saw this.
Coming out of Colorado.
So Brady's going to be 42 in August.
Yeah.
Okay. And that'll Watson right now is 39.
Somebody else do the math.
He doesn't
for him.
Turn 39 until December.
Okay. So it'll add up to 80, which is what you and Vinny are. Although you're saying you're 37, but that's when December,
right. I'm probably wrong.
If he throws a touchdown in December,
so I'm good.
It'll be the oldest combo: quarterback, receiver, tight end.
So all we have one to make thing sure left all those NFL. Young guys, all those young guys. First of all.
You need him to get
hopefully
hurt.
Hopefully he doesn't play.
You're going to be rooting
hopefully he
to
doesn't
get
play
hurt.
At all. Zero touchdowns for Ben Watson. And if anything, he's a red zone threat, right? He's a goal line, short yards goal line guy.
Are you questioning Boston Sports Info's
I am a little bit.
Investing
I would like,
research?
Yes, I'm a little
poor
bit.
Poor Ben Watson.
I swear to God, I thought I was 37.
Poor Ben Watson, a terrific guy.
I'm going to be rooting against him, and I really like Ben.
Had a great day. He's driving to the airport right now. He's listening to his old friend here.
That's your record.
Hope he gets injured and hope he doesn't play.
NFL record.
Jesus.
Not anymore.
All right, let's get to Greg. Greg's in Maine. Hello, Greg.
Hey, so Lou, why can't the Celtics sign Durant?
As a free agent?
Yeah.
Because they don't have any cap room.
What's wrong, Glenn?
they can do a max deal with...
How about Durant and Kemba Walker?
Yes, because he's their own player. Yes, because he's their own player. They just go in the luxury tax.
Well, they're going to have to pay Daniels.
Who?
Anthony Daniels.
Anthony Davis.
They want to get him.
You're not a basketball guy.
Oh, my God. No, hang up on him. We hang up on non-basketball guys. You got to be able to get the name right.
When you trade, you have to you match salary,
so
right?
Lou,
within 10%.
Hey, Lou, why can't we get Durant and Kemba Walker?
I mean, I don't understand. What
we say? How many times can we take the same call over and over again? The point we're making with Kyrie, blah, blah, blah. The point we're making with Kyrie Irving, we understand why everybody is so pissed off. Really disappointing, even though apparently it wasn't disappointing to Kyrie because he's excited about the Bucks now and watching them in the Eastern Conference Championship. All of that is true, and people should be pissed off at him, right? He sucked. The problem you have is if he holds all the cards, if he decides, screw you, Boston, I'm leaving. I'm going to the Knicks, and oh, yeah, Kevin Durant's coming with me. Suddenly, not only do you have another tough team that is in your division, in your conference, but you have no flexibility to go and replace him. That's what we're saying. So do you feel comfortable with a bunch of the young kids and Terry Rozier? Because that's what you might be stuck with. That's all we're saying. So if somebody can come up with a better solution, we would love to hear it. We've looked at all these other people. Bobby Marks did it. If any of these guys come up with a better solution.
Damn, I was 36.
Thanks for listening to the program.
That's a good last part.
Thanks for listening. Don't you love it when the host are listening to the program?
Maybe he'll be hurt by December.
You know what? Just a little, maybe a little like hamstring, you know. Score all your touchdowns before December.
Guy's excited today. He's coming back to the Patriots.
He's got enough.
He's going to be rooting for Brady to get hurt.
Unbelievable.
He is. For Brady
either Ben or Brady has to get hurt.
Unbelievable.
Run the ball.
Run it.
Christian, you only had two touchdowns last year, so you're on the
pretty good. Christian's like, tackle him. Run the ball. Why did you run the ball?
Play action sucks.
We have another hour to go, gentlemen. We're giving away a pair of Red Sox tickets coming up in the next hour. We'll get back into this Kyrie stuff. Somebody come up with a plan. Where's their game plan here? What can they do to replace them? I understand you're pissed,
but give us a solution. All right, we go 30 minutes commercial free next.